If by Rudyard Kipling. A reading and a call to greatness. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they're gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And which is more, you'll be a man, my son. Thank you, Mr. Kipling. We'll take it from here. A Call to Greatness, The Labyrinth of the False World. If you can see through scarcity's illusion, when they tell you there is not enough to share, if you can spot the manufactured confusion that keeps your abundance locked behind despair, if you can know that poverty's not random, but designed to keep you begging for your bread, and still not let their calculations damn them who profit from the fear they've bred. If you can learn when school becomes a prison, where curiosity is beaten into line, if you can keep your wonder, though derision greets every question that won't toe the sign, if you can see how knowledge becomes commerce, how wisdom sold at the prices none can pay, yet find the truth in libraries' free verse, and learn despite what gatekeepers convey, if you can watch as media distorts you, selling poison wrapped in pleasure's name, if algorithms hijack and contort you, making addiction seem like harmless game, if you can see how love becomes transaction, how depth is mocked and surface celebrated, and still maintain your soul's divine attraction to all that's real and uncomplicated, if you can spot corrupt democracy's illusion when donors write the laws that rule your days, if you can see through organized confusion, where red and blue are shades of the same maze, if you can watch as faith becomes a weapon, where questions turn to signs and love to hate, and still find sacred ground on which to step on, without the need for intermediates, if you can feel your worth beyond production, when they measure you by output, not by soul, if you can resist the mass seduction that makes your value just another role, if you can see how nothing's held as sacred, not earth, not birth, not death, not childhood's grace, and still defend what they would see as dated, the infinite, the wild, the human face. If you can know that failure's not your making when systems built to crush you do their work, if you can stop your inner spirit breaking when they blame you for the knife they made to jerk, if you can see through weaponized information where truth becomes a style and not a fact, and navigate the waves of manipulation with discernment still intact, if you can watch them financialize existence, your shelter, health, and even your attention, if you can mount a daily resistance to their profit-driven intervention, if you can see how poor kids become soldiers, sold honor when they're offered only war, and warn the young before the trap grows colder, before they're taught to kill what they adore, if you can know you're watched at every moment, your data mined, your privacy erased, if you can see surveillance as opponent, not convenience to be embraced, if you can hear the planet's death as clearly as oil executives count their gold, and act on what you know and love so dearly, despite what you've been sold, if you can see through algorithmic beauty, where bodies become brands and skin gets priced, if you can know comparison's not duty, that you were born already more than sufficed, if you can spot when workplaces abuse you, calling extraction family and pain growth, and see through those who smile while they use you, who harvest both your labor and your oath. If you can see how protest becomes product, how rebellion's packaged, sanitized, and sold. If you can watch as movements are abducted, their dangerous ideas made safe and cold. If you can see how public space is stolen, how commons disappear to private hands, and still believe in what cannot be stolen, the solidarity that understands. If you can hold your center while they scatter your identity across 1,000 screens, if you can know which parts of you matter beyond the digital machines, if you can see how childhood's now extracted, mined for engagement, sold before it's grown, and vow that innocence won't be contracted, that some things must remain our own. If you can see how hope itself is marketed, how dreams are monetized before they're dreamt, if you can know your poverty's not marketed as mindset failure, though that's how it's schemed, if you can watch them criminalize survival, arrest the hungry, cage the ones who sleep, and still maintain your human heart's revival, your promise to the vulnerable to keep. If you can claim your time from those who'd steal it, who'd make each moment serve their bottom line, if you can rest and wonder and just feel it, the revolutionary act of the divine, if you can see how they delay your blooming, keep you dependent far past nature's call, and still begin your sacred work of blooming, despite their hope that you'll stay small. If you can guard imagination's fire when they would teach you only to adjust, if you can keep your revolutionary desire when they say reform is all you can trust, if you can burn through every single layer, name each lie until it loses grip, and be both a warrior and soothsayer, captain of your soul's awakening ship, then You will know the secret they've been hiding. You are not broken, though they built to break you. And though the path seems harsh and uninviting, no labyrinth can ultimately take you. For you were born with fire in your essence, made to burn through mazes, not to crawl. And when you find others in this presence, you'll realize you're not alone at all. The final trap is this, self-erasure. When you accept the world as it has been made, when you trade vision for the cold embrasure of survival in their pre-designed parade. But if you name these layers, even once, dear, you'll break the spell that held you in its keep. You'll stop the blame. You'll call the others near. You'll wake from manufactured sleep. They built the maze to hold you and to harm you, to profit from your fragments and your fear. But here's the truth that ought to warm and arm you. Great beings are not rare. They're always here. They simply bloom where truth and love are tended, when safety lets the sacred show its face. When young souls know, they're thoroughly defended, and power flows through the interconnected grace. So stand, young guardian of tomorrow's morning, with eyes that see through every false construction. Let your life be both a song and warning, a beacon past their paths of mass destruction. For yours is not just Earth and all that's in it, but the power to remake what has been unmade. And which is more, you'll free in every minute the thousand others trapped inside their trade. Rise now, great being, protector of what's holy, of childhood, wonder, and the wild soul's right. The world needs you, not perfect, but wholly committed to the work of bringing light. For when you burn their maze with truth's bright ember, when you name each lie and watch it fall apart, you'll find what they hoped you'd never remember. You were born to be the world's new beating heart. When you grow all the way up completely. Let your existence bloom into pure art. When you refuse to live your life discreetly, but make each day a revolutionary start. Then you'll rise to stand as a great being, not despite the world, but because you dared. And in your standing, others will find freeing the truth that greatness always can be shared. This is your duty, written in your essence. This is your right, though they would keep it hid. To burn through every layer of oppression and become all that they forbid. For greatness is not rare or past achieving. It waits within each young and searching heart. And when you claim it, you'll set to relieving the world of every force that keeps it apart.